The KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks and Miss Montana USA, Maddie Rigg.
Hi, guys. It's good to see you again.
Hi. Thank you, Maddie.
Boy, a lot has happened to you since the last time we talked.
I know. I feel like I've lived a couple lives since the last time I've seen you.
Well, tell us about Reno.
Oh, my gosh. I had such a great time in Reno. We had the 72nd annual Miss USA competition down there this year, and I got to spend the week with 50 other delegates from around the country, wonderful women doing really incredible things in their states and their communities and their careers. And then I also got to spend some time with the teen contestants because it was the same week as Miss Teen USA. So some really cool young people coming up in the ranks and making some big changes in the world too. It was awesome.
Well, this Miss USA is different from the Miss America because this goes worldwide.
Yes, yeah. The woman who won Miss USA, Noelia Vogt, from Utah, is going to represent the United States at Miss Universe competition in just a few weeks, actually. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
So talk with us a little bit about what you went through in this pageant, because I saw a lot of pictures, and I saw you wearing a lot of different outfits and doing a lot of different things.
Yes, lots of pictures, lots of outfits. That seems like the majority of what we did while we were there. We got to do a little bit of exploring of Reno and the Tahoe area, thanks to those Visit Reno, Visit Tahoe department set up some really cool trips for us. So we got to go out to the lake and spend some time outdoors, which, you know, I love. And we got to explore Reno a little bit. And then the most of the rest of the time is us preparing for being on stage. It was the first year that Miss USA was going to be televised in about a decade. So they wanted to give us as much time as possible in rehearsal so that we knew what was going on and nobody had any mishaps. And it went amazingly.
No mishaps, huh?
Yeah. No. Well, actually, there was one big mishap. Miss Texas, she was in the top 20, and the change from swimsuit to evening gown during the competition, during the live broadcast, is about 5 minutes. And in those 5 minutes, her dress broke. So had to find her another dress backstage from one of the other women who wasn't competing, or I think there might have just been an extra back there for these types of situations. And she got zipped up and ready to go in just a couple minutes in a dress that she wasn't planning on wearing. And she ended up making it into the top five and doing really well in the competition. So,
well, no, these
crazy.
Outfits you guys wore, where did they come from?
A lot of them are sponsored. I got, you know, I have a gown sponsor that does my big evening gown that I wore on stage, a blue Cherry Hill liquid beaded gown. I loved it. And then I have a great sponsor out of Missoula, Dillard's down there. They pretty much armed me with almost all of the outfits that I wore at Miss USA, which was incredible. Really generous of them. And then my other really fun sponsor was out of Whitefish, Glacier Rim Hatters. They have become my official hat sponsor. So I got to create a custom cowboy hat. It's blue. It's beautiful. It has a photo printed on a feather, actually, of all things, of Cinnapaw Mountain and Glacier. So I got to, it just has all these little touches that were really special. It was great.
How about the bikini thing?
Yeah, our bikinis were sponsored by Emma Saval this year. She's a really incredible designer. They're all actually hand-painted onto the mesh. It was a really cool experience. It felt like we were wearing art pieces on stage.
Okay. But they painted them before you put them on.
Yes, they were not painted onto us. Yeah, sorry. That sounds a little more exciting than it was.
How about all the makeup and everything? Your face must have just felt like glue.
Yeah, between the like really dry air in Reno and all of the makeup, my skin needed a break after being there. But I had a great makeup sponsor as well. We worked with I worked with a hair and makeup artist out of New York, and she was able to get us a couple cool brand partnerships with a company called Youthphoria, and they actually make makeup that you can sleep in is their like tagline. So my skin felt pretty good most of the time, but I was definitely ready to go back to working at the Glacier Institute and not wearing makeup every day.
And I'm beginning to realize what a business this is for you. You literally have to create a business, don't you?
Yeah, it is kind of like a business. You're kind of the you're doing everything. You're the product, you're the business manager and the marketing team and everything. So it's been a great experience, and it's been really great to be able to build new partnerships for the organization and leave the title with a little bit more support than I found it with. And I think, you know, that's all we can ask for is to make little improvements where you can, mm-hmm. and represent yeah. yourself well and set the next girl up with a little bit more success.
Well, you've represented Montana really well. And I think maybe the House of Representatives should take a clue from the voting.
Yeah, you know? Right? I know. The whole time I was backstage with these other women, they're incredible. They're lawyers, they're dentists, they're doctors, they're studying all sorts of things. There's a bunch of us that are looking to go into becoming elected officials and serving our communities in that capacity. And I think you could really take some notes from the girls who are competing at Miss USA if you're the house at the moment.
So are you going to do it again?
So I can't do it again in the USA system. This is my final mm-hmm. opportunity. It's been a great experience. There is maybe a chance of me deciding to do the Miss America division just for one little final. Yeah. Let's just see what happens. But I've never competed over there. It would be a huge change, and I'd have to figure out what my talent was going to be. You guys already know that the talent portion would be a real struggle for me. So.
But now you're back with Glacier Institute.
Yes, back at the Glacier Institute. Really excited. Taking on some new stuff up there. So I'm working on our fundraising now, and just really mm-hmm. excited to dig in there and get to enjoy a full season at the Institute, and maybe just get to spend a little bit more time outdoors and doing what I like to do.
I would imagine the Miss Montana pageant would like to have some of your expertise in next year's pageant.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really sweet. We'll see what happens. I'm thinking about it a lot, and I already have all the wardrobe, so I can just take what I've already got.
And just show them how it's done.
Exactly.
Yeah, so maybe they can take it even a little bit further than you were able to.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. What an experience, huh?
Oh, it's been amazing, and I get to spend the rest of the year. I think the tentative plan is to pass on our titles in April, mid-April, so I get to do a few more months of cool community events and getting to serve people and meet people and hang out with the kiddos. It's my favorite part, so it's not over yet. The job's not done, but it's nice to have this big...
You can do the rest in a stylish winter parka.
Exactly. Yeah. My winter Sorel boot heels are going to be perfect for the rest of the season.
That's great, man.
Who schedules all of your appearances?
I actually scheduled my own appearances. So a great way, if you have an event that's coming up around town that you'd like me to attend, probably the easiest way is to find me on Facebook or Instagram and send me a message. You can go to the MissMontanaUSA.com website, and you can fill out the form there for an appearance request, and that'll get to me. But for the most part, I handle my own bookings. My director is wonderful, and she helps out and approves all of them and makes sure that they're aligned with the organization's values. But I know my schedule best, so I do like it.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
So she approved your being here, huh?
Yep. She's always excited when I come
to
see you guys.
What little did she know?
I know. Yeah. Good thing she lives in Great Falls and isn't picking it up.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
No, wow. You did great.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, guys. It's always good to talk to you.
Well, Maddie, thank you, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.